the last segment, I spoke about our youth and the struggles they have presenting the faith and defending the faith and just living the faith. And now I'd like to speak about the adult situation, parents in the workplace, at school, at home, all of those areas that affect us and call from us a certain kind of witness. And each and every place that we are in life, there's a specific witness that we have to consider. When we leave the home, when we walk out of the house, we right then and there begin our witnessing. St. Francis of Assisi said that you should preach every single minute, waking minute, and only when absolutely necessary use words. What that means is that we have to preach by our lives first. You can't teach children to live according to a gospel that you don't practice, that you don't live. If you don't go to Mass on Sunday, if you don't pray, if you don't have a spiritual life, how in heaven's name can you expect any child to listen? Because it is by example that we lead. Now, most certainly in this day and age, in office situations, in the work environment, there are so many things that are anti-Christian. There are people who use vulgarity. There are people who don't care about religion. There are people who ridicule faith. And it's not easy to stand up and stop someone when they may be ridiculing the church or a truth of the church, be it abortion, be it celibacy, be it marriage, whatever it might be. We are living in a society that Catholics cannot afford to be ignorant of the situation. Bishop Fulton J. Sheen said that the priest must have the newspaper in one hand, the Bible in the other, and he better know what people are living. And that's exactly what we have to do as members of the church. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. We can't put our head in the sand. I don't care how your children are taught, be they homeschooled, be they sent to a Catholic school, be they in a public school. We have an obligation as parents to teach them, to raise them up with a knowledge of faith. And that has to be first expressed in the actions that we perform, in the day-by-day lives that we live. We have an obligation to witness our faith everywhere. We can start with the very simple things. Making a sign of the cross when we pass a church. Praying before we eat in a restaurant, especially in public. Sometimes I pray 2-3 times during my meal if I'm there long enough. And why? To give example, to let people know that there is a God, that these are His gifts. One of the greatest problems in our society is that we're no longer grateful to God. We think that everything either comes from the government or it's because I'm so wonderful. And in reality, if we do not see the things that surround us, the beauty of creation, our own talents as gifts from God, we will then have a very skewed vision of reality. Living in the world means that we have an obligation to love as Christ loves. And that doesn't mean just letting everybody get away with everything. It means standing up for the truth. If we really love our neighbor, we don't want them to live a lie. We don't want them to fall into sin. We want to bring them to an understanding of the truth. We want them to see the good that surrounds them. You know, being Catholic, Christian, means to be joyful. It means to be filled with that kind of joy that no one can take away. And the only thing that brings that kind of joy is the truth. Practicing our faith, living our faith, learning our faith are keys to witness. If you and I are going to witness the truth, because that's exactly what the church has, it is the deposit of faith. It is the truth that Christ has manifested to us. We have an obligation to transmit what we have received. In other words, we have to be vessels, and vessels that transmit, that pour forth into the world the truth of Christ. We have to stand up and speak that truth. Every single Catholic family must not only have a Bible, but they must also have a Catholic catechism. We must study it. We must look to it for the answers that we need in the day-by-day struggles that we face. If we do not, we fail ourselves, we fail our children, and we fail the world. Because who do you think is going to evangelize the world? Are you leaving it up to the priests? What kind of job do you think they can do when their numbers are diminishing? And why? Because families aren't even promoting vocations in their lives anymore. How much can a priest evangelize when the true job of evangelization starts in the family? God is calling many, many souls to serve him in the priesthood, the religious life. He is calling those souls to be generous in giving of themselves to save the world from itself, from corruption and evil. We need to reevaluate who we are. We have to recognize that there is an identity that comes along with baptism that has to be lived. But how can you live something if we don't understand it, if we don't know it, if we don't learn it, if we don't struggle to understand and thereby help the world to understand? You and I have been given a great gift, one of the greatest of all gifts. We have been given faith. And in that faith, we have been given a strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to profess that faith with our very lives. It isn't as difficult as sometimes it may seem, but it does seem difficult when we don't understand, when we don't have the knowledge that we need to in order to witness, to practice. I'm not talking about becoming a Jesus freak, okay? I'm not talking about going around and saying the name of Jesus every time you turn around, but I am saying that people should know who you are. They should know that we're Catholic Christians. They should know it by the lives we lead, by the love and the charity and the compassion and the work ethic that we have, by loving, truly loving, not self alone, but loving others. Going out of our way to teach the beauty and the value of life and living from the moment of conception to the ripe old age. We must reevaluate who we are as Catholic Christians so that we have the proper perspective to live our lives according to the gospel. Every single law of the church, every teaching of the Holy Father is a teaching of love, on love, for the increase of love on this earth. All we speak is love. That's what the church's purpose is. Look around you. If you think that the world is living the law and the commandment of love, then you've been tricked by the world. Look around. Everyone seems to love self so much at the expense of everyone else. Everyone is pointing a finger at all the other people that they have to do something. It is a personal thing that we must do in order to bring Christ's message to the world. It is a personal responsibility to stand up and profess the truth that we believe and we hold sacred. Be courageous. Stand up, learn the faith, study it, give it to every single person you meet, first through your actions and then through your words. Let us live Christ. It's truly the means to peace and happiness, not only within the soul, but also for the world.